This is a Cattlecast Extra.
Eric Larson is the Executive Director at Impression 5 Science Center in Lansing and joins us now to talk about some of their newest exhibits, as well as the upcoming Capital City River Run. Hey, Eric.
Hi, Mark.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to be the Executive Director of I-5.
It's a long and interesting story, so I'll try and make it brief, but it is interesting. So I'm born and raised here in the area, went to Hazlitt Schools, and when I was a child, I was born in 75, my mom had already been heavily involved in Impression 5. She was a volunteer with the Junior League of Lansing in the late 60s, and the Junior League had adopted the concept of Impression 5 as one of their signature projects.
Okay.
So as Junior League does, they threw money at it and volunteer time. And in 1972, Impression 5 Museum opened up in the south end of Lansing and was wildly successful. My mom stayed involved in the museum after its opening in 72. And when I was born in 75, as soon as I was old enough, she was taking me to Impression 5. Shortly after the first decade that Impression 5 was open, they moved into a new building in downtown Lansing, which is where we're located still today.
Right.
And when I was about 14, I'm still obviously in middle school, high school, and my buddy and I take his mom's car for a joyride. He's driving, I'm sitting shotgun, and we go over a curb and pop all four tires and end up trying to drive the car home on all four rims.
Oh.
Coincidentally, a Meridian Township police officer pulls up behind us, pulls us over, and takes us to jail.
Oh, wow.
Calls our moms, and mom comes down, and long story short is we had to do many, many hours of community service. And my mom immediately decided that I had way too much time on my hands. At that point in time, my mom was the store manager for the gift shop inside Impression 5 Science Center.
Okay.
So my volunteer work started right then at age 14. I'm now 43, and it has been my life's work to invest my efforts and my skill set into the growth of Impression 5.
Wow, that's a great story. Wow, all right. Well, now, for people who haven't been inside I-5 in a long time, or for somebody that's coming for the first time, what kinds of things are they going to see when they walk in the front door?
Sure. So Impression 5 is an interactive dynamic learning environment. So it's filled with exhibits that are designed for the family, a multi-generational group, to engage and participate in exploring what we call science behavior. So we're not focused on having you become an expert in science content. That's a lifelong process. Mm-hmm. What we are focused on is creating an experience where people can hone their scientific behavior. So asking questions, you know, participating in inquiry-based learning, and exploring, playing, creating, and challenging. So when you come to Impression 5, that's what you're going to see. You're going to see two floors of interactive science exhibits. They do focus thematically on certain scientific concepts, but they are designed for children as young as 2 and children as old as 100 or however old you are to mm-hmm. engage in that experience. Recently, over the last 10 years, we've basically reinvented the entire museum. So 95% of the exhibit inventory in the last 7 years has been completely replaced or rebuilt. So if you really have not been to the Science Center, even in the last couple of years, mm-hmm. you won't recognize the space. We have a brand new traveling exhibit hall where we bring in traveling shows from all over the country. We just recently added a whole first floor family comfort zone, which has family restrooms and a place to chill out so your family can take a break. And that might not sound like a big deal, but it's a huge deal when sure. you're in a building that was constructed in 1880 and only had restrooms on the second floor.
Wow. Well, and you mentioned, I mean, there is so much thought and research put into every one of these exhibits that, you know, it's not just come in and, you know, hit the block or something like that. There's real thought and education then that backs up, you know, all of the exhibits. Talk about the current one, The Amazing Dinosaurs. I've not seen it yet, but I've heard really incredible things about this.
Yeah, you make a really good point about the development of exhibits. And if I can just touch on that for a second, we take incredible pride in developing and fabricating our own stuff. So we have a team on site that is expert exhibit developers. We have an expert education team. And these are thoughtful and intentional investments into these exhibits. So we mm-hmm. take into account how a 2-year-old is going to experience this, how a 48-year-old is going to experience this, how are they going to do this together, take into account how children with different abilities will engage in those spaces. And when we start that project, it takes sometimes 2 or 3 years from the beginning of the idea to the time we install it in the Science Center. Now, 2 to 3 years is a long time to wait for our visitors and our guests to see something new. So we supplement that schedule by bringing in traveling shows. The most, well, this right now has been the most popular show we've brought in the last 3 years, Amazing Dinosaurs, which is obviously about dinosaurs. And it's a really thoughtful exhibit, though, because it's not just big, scary, moving, growling dinosaurs. Right. This is designed in a manner in which families can really engage in it and not be freaked out. There are a couple of pieces where you see like a really big T-Rex skull and you push some buttons and the T-Rex talks to you, like growls at you.
Wow.
Or you hear what it might sound like if a T-Rex was going to walk past you. So there's some really cool immersive pieces. This exhibit was actually built in Grand Rapids, and we have it until mid-January.
Okay.
We opened it in July, which typically we don't open exhibits in July because that's sometimes some of our most difficult time of year as far as visitorship goes. There's a lot of things that we compete with. The opening weekend, we had over 2,000 visitors, the largest weekend we've ever had.
Wow.
And it followed up the next weekend with another weekend that had another 2,000 visitors. So clearly, it's if you build it, they will come type concept.
Right.
Dinosaurs is an amazing popular content area even today, and we've seen great numbers from that.
And people, like you said, of all ages can get something out of this. I mean, grandparents and grandkids coming together are going to get a different experience, but still really enjoy themselves, I bet.
Yeah, that's the direction we went when we started to reinvent the Science Center. You know, when Impression 5 started, it really was focused on trying to serve school groups. And we still do incredible, very robust partnerships with the local schools. But there's so many constraints on out-of-classroom experiences for schools, transportation, funding to get them places. Mm-hmm. And so we knew that we were still going to have to put as much effort as we can into serving schools, but we might not see that growth. It might just kind of sustain. The real growth for Impression 5 is how do you serve families? And so we're going to set an attendance record this year of about 170,000. About 25,000 of those people will be part of a school group. The rest are families that are traveling from all over the state of Michigan that don't ever tell us they're coming. They just show up.
It's a destination spot for the city, for sure.
It sure is.
Well, let's shift a little bit and talk about the upcoming Capital City River Run. 2018 is the 25th anniversary of the 53rd Capital City River Run. It's coming up September 22nd and 23rd. Tell us a little bit about the history of the race and what races are going on this year.
Yeah, so it's a great, wonderful kind of community-centered event. Most of the race course is on the river trail, which is beautiful, and people love it, and a real asset for this community. We're going into the 25th year, which is pretty amazing. Not many running events last that long. Mm-hmm. There's not much of anything that lasts 25
right.
years. To think that that space or that race has actually been a fundraiser for Impression 5 for over half the many of years that Impression 5 has been in existence is pretty amazing. But this is a significant event. We get about 3,000 participants. On the Saturday of the weekend, we have a children's race that includes a mile-long run and a quarter-mile dash. And then on race day, which is Sunday, we have a half marathon, we have a half marathon relay, and then we have a 5K.
So a little something for everybody. There are costs involved for the race, right?
There are, yes. It is a fundraiser. The registration costs vary depending on when you sign up. So
okay.
I will tell you, August 15th is the next price hike. Uh-huh. So if you hear this before then, register now. What we're basically, if you're going to do the 5K, the kids races are $10. The 5K is around mid-30s. Mm-hmm. The marathon relay is mid-40s. And then the half marathon individually is mid-60s.
And the race, like you say, does provide support to I-5 along with some other local charities too, right?
Yeah, so we really feel that this event, even though it's a primary fundraiser for Impression 5, that we need to take some leadership and create an opportunity that raises money for more than just Impression 5. So the collection of events will raise somewhere in the neighborhood of $60,000 just for Impression 5. That's unrestricted revenue. So we can use that to pay people. We can pay the light bill. We can build a new exhibit. We can provide scholarships for children that don't have the financial means to visit the Science Center or take a science camp. But then we also generate additional money and we invest that money into the community. If you participate in this race in this town, The money we make on the race stays here in Lansing. So we invest in Playmakers Fitness Foundation, which does a bunch of health and wellness training, the Lansing Promise, McLaren Foundation, Friends of Lansing River Trail, and last year we did Girls on the Run.
I think the library has a team that's going to be participating this year, so that'll be good. Eric, where can people get more information about Impression 5 and the Capital City River Run?
Yeah, so we've got a really robust following on Facebook. You can just search for Impression 5 on Facebook if you want, and that'll lead you to our website, which is impression5.org. The race is most easily found just through a search engine. Just search for Capital City River Run. This is the 25th year. It'll pop right up. You can register at runsignup.com.
Sounds good. Eric Larson, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Right here. Imagine a place that lets you download a hot new bestseller. Stream a TV series, listen to the latest music releases, even borrow a sewing machine or Wi-Fi hotspot. No, it's not an expensive subscription service or a giant online marketplace. It's your local library, and it's all free to cardholders. Capital Area District Libraries. Everything right here.
Right here.